Fiction writers are known for creating a world of imagination through their words that are at the same time so close to the reality but so farther away from it. You know, the entire story is an art of someone's imagination, but you still feel a strong emotional connect with those fictional characters. That's the fictional paradox for you guys. The story of 1984 is a fictional world full of everlasting war, super surveillance on its citizens by government, perennial propaganda and denialism. It is based in the Oceania, which is a super state earlier known as Great Britain. Big Brother is a dictator who leads Oceania and has a cult-like personality thanks to his party members who keep propagating his agenda and restrictions over people living in Oceania. He has a department named Thought Police, whose job is to persecute people who has independent thinking and harbor malicious thoughts against Big Brother or the party. The protagonist, Winston Smith, is a rank and file worker and an outer party worker who despises the party and Big Brother and secretly wishes to betray them. He came into a forbidden relationship with Julia and started planning to deceive the party. That leads to the story progression and eventually a tragic climax. 1984 was written by George Orwell and published on 8 June 1949. George Orwell, real name Eric Arthur Blair, was an English novelist, essayist, journalist and critic. He is better known for his fictional work Animal Farm in 1945 and 1984 in 1949. He was an open supporter of democratic socialism, and the same can be observed through his work of fiction and non-fiction. He was primarily known as a journalist, and his essays, reviews, columns in newspapers and magazines, his books were of great influence on the society. The author started the story primarily with building the characters and the fictional world. He was really thorough in describing the world through his words and tried to give a complete picture of the contemporary world, society and people, and described the twisted efforts of party members to propagate their message through the name of Big Brother and their endeavor to change the history itself to brainwash people. You will start creating this imaginary world in your head from the very first page. The story becomes more and more interesting as going and has some unexpected turn of events. The way the author described the inner feelings and the conflict of the protagonist was beautiful. However, initially the story progression is really slow, which made it really hard to go on further. The author tried to portray each and every little details of his imaginary world and some were lost in it, which led to the initial part of the story to become dull. The story does not keep you hooked in the initial chapters. However, later it gets a little pace, and as the unexpected turn of events happens, the story becomes really interesting. Time magazine included this book under its top 100 best English language novel between 2005 to 1923. It was placed on the Modern Library's 100 best novels, reached rank 13 on the editor's list and ranked 6 on the reader's list. It had a big impact on literary world and always found place in the list of best novels by several surveys and agencies. However, I'll give 4 out of 5 stars to this book due to the over portrayal of the events and dullness of the initial chapters. I believe people who are seeking something different to read while sitting at home, they can give it a try. It might take some time to finish up, but you will eventually find it worth your time. Thank you so much for listening, guys. If you have any feedback for me, please read to me and give me your comments and feedbacks. If you like it, please give it a like and share with your friends and family. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for listening.